Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. It's good to be here today and to worship with you together. And especially that we are going to go and continue our series on the Ten Commandments. Today is the fourth command we're going to talk about. And we're going to deal with some things that the Bible talks about. Sometimes we as people might not like it. I got to say it anyway. But it is the Word of God, so we're going to be blessed together as we go through what God says about the Sabbath. So Jesus says, in relation to His commandments, if you love me, keep my commandments. I know that sometimes when we talk about the Ten Commandments, and sometimes especially when we talk about the Fourth Commandment, we get into discussion that leads to whether keeping the commandments is legalism or not. Is it considered legalism to kill, not to kill? Is it considered legalism not to steal? Or as Jesus took this commandment not to kill a step further, if you hate your brother in your heart, it is as if you killed him. Are you a legalist for not hating your brother? Definitely not. So just as we don't consider not hating our brother to be legalism, but an extension of how to love your fellow man, so the fourth commandment and what it entails on how to keep it holy should not be viewed as legalism either, but understanding on how to love God and Him supremely. Now, let me tell you a story. Some years ago, when I was at Berman or CUC at the time, my wife and I were invited to a family for supper right after the Sabbath school service. And another person was invited too that knew about this invitation ahead of time. And as this person and us, we were traveling to this person's house, they remembered that they were supposed to bring something to the house, such as finger food and some hot dogs and buns and so forth. And because of the busyness that this person might have had during the week, she decided just to pull into Superstore, get what she needed, and then we went on to this place. I was a little bit wondering why that happened. I know there are times when we're too busy with life, and sometimes things slip from our minds, and we forget to do them. But that would not be an excuse to go and purchase anything from the store on the Sabbath just because our week has been too busy. That's because we're starting to treat the Sabbath as a holiday instead of a holy day. Many people think that the Sabbath is a day like any other day of the week, except that you don't work on that day and you are going to church. Other people think that the Sabbath is part of their weekly holiday, and they treat the day as such. And in order for us to understand how to keep the Sabbath holy, we need to first understand what this day really is about and why we need to keep it holy. In Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11, it tells us in the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath day to keep it to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. Now that's sometimes where it gets interesting. And we have no problem as us not working. Maybe someone that we have a hired hand not working. But what about the person that comes for a visit on Sabbath at your house, where you're in charge of, and they want to do things on the Sabbath that they're not supposed to be done? What do you say? It includes that, nor the stranger, whoever it is that comes within your gates. What you're responsible on to keep the Sabbath holy, that includes whoever comes in your house. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The fourth commandment says that the Sabbath day is holy. The word holy means something dedicated to God or set apart for a holy use. And it is clear from the Bible that some things are holy and should be treated as such, and other things are common and we can treat them as such. The Sabbath is not a common day. It is not a day we can do something that is not related to God and His holiness. The Sabbath commandment, it also points us back to Genesis chapter 1, to this creation story. It tells us that the Lord our God is the creator of our world, and He is the creator too, and that we need to give Him the honor and praise that He deserves. It also points us back to the creation week, where God instituted the seventh day of the week at creation, a day of rest and rejoicing, and a day of worshiping our Creator God, and a day to enjoy our fellowship with Him and with other believers as well. It also points us to the cross of Calvary. Because on the Sabbath we rest from all our works and we trust in His redemptive provisions that He has made on the cross. It also shows us that we can trust Him with our livelihood. Even though we need to stop working on the Sabbath, God will always provide for us and sustain us, even though we do not work one day out of seven. The commandment also starts with the word remember. Not only to remember the Sabbath day, but to remember to keep it holy. We might remember that Saturday is the Sabbath day, but if we don't remember to keep it holy, it didn't do any good to us that we remembered that day only. We're not keeping the Sabbath holy if we're not treating the day as a holy day. Also, the Bible tells us that the Sabbath is also a sign that signifies and identifies God's people. In Exodus 31, verse 13, says, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you." So it is this commandment, the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, that identifies you as His people. Not the fifth, not the tenth, not the second, though important, and we need to keep them. But the fourth commandment is the one that identifies us as His people. Now, let's look at another aspect of the Sabbath. Is the Sabbath important? Most definitely. Why is it important? For one, because it is part of the Ten Commandments that God has given to you and I, and not only to the Jews, as some suppose, but to the entire world. Mark 2, 27, 28 says, "And He said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Just as the Sabbath was made for man, so was the first and the second and the rest of the commandments made for man. Adam and Eve represent the entire humanity when God gave these commandments to them, and they received these commandments when God gave it to them. Now, let's get it a little bit into some specifics about the Sabbath. Many times we talk in broad terms about the Sabbath. I'm going to talk in specific terms about the Sabbath. How do we keep the Sabbath holy as a holy day and not as a holiday? Isaiah 58, verse 13 to 14 says, "If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken." Here are some practical instructions on the observance of the Sabbath. The verse says that you and I need to stop doing your pleasure on my holy day. Does that mean we shouldn't enjoy the Sabbath? No, not at all. This should be the most enjoyable day of the week. Now, before I go any further, I want you to understand that I do not want to sound legalistic, because every time you deal with the specifics of the Sabbath, you may say, ah, that's legalism. We're free in Christ. But yet, we need to understand that God also was dealing with these issues with the Israelites. And He wants us today to learn from their mistakes and not repeat them. In Jeremiah 17, verse 24-25, it says, "And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day." What were they doing? They were treating the Sabbath day as a holiday, as any day of the week. "But hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work in it. Then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princes, sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever." What was the condition? If they were going to keep the Sabbath day holy, as God intended for the day to be kept, then as a reward, God would bless them beyond measure. Did the Israelites heed the warning of God given through Jeremiah? They didn't. And because of that, they paid dearly, even with their lives and with slavery. The Sabbath was a central issue in the life of the Israelites. And because they disregarded it, it led them to idolatry and other evils, which in turn led to their ruin. So we need to learn from this story and learn the lessons that they needed to learn so that you and I do not repeat their history. By keeping the Sabbath as a holy day and not as a holiday, God is preparing us also for the trial that we will have to face soon, and that is Sunday law. If we view the Sabbath as a holiday now, we won't be ready to stand when we will be put to the test on this very issue. We need to view Sabbath keeping just as important as thou shalt not kill or thou shalt not steal, and keep this day holy. Now, God has given us 6 days in which we need to do all our activities and all our work. That includes our pleasures that cannot be performed on the Sabbath. Now, what kind of pleasures would those be? First of all, since the Sabbath is God's day, not ours, God wants us to spend the Sabbath hours doing something that honors and pleases Him. If the day is holy, or the time within this day is holy, then even our activity should reflect that fact. If our activities on the Sabbath can fit in that description, then you are on the right track. For example, going for a walk in nature by yourself or with family to study God's creation, to sing songs to God, or to pray are activities that keep the Sabbath day holy. If you're using that time also to admire God's creation, to reconnect with Him, which leads you to praise Him, it is an activity that fits within the Sabbath hours. But if you go in nature with a soccer ball or volleyball, so you can play sports for entertainment on the Sabbath, it is a different story. You are using God's time for your own pleasure. Therefore, you are not refraining from doing your pleasures on God's holy day. But some people might say, well, wouldn't God want me to be happy on the Sabbath? Most definitely, God wants you to be happy. But we need to be happy by doing His will and rejoice, and not be happy transgressors, but happy, obedient people. Our happiness as Christians doesn't come and should not come from worldly entertainment, but comes and should come from the Lord and from doing His will. Amen? The reason that sometimes we treat the Sabbath lightly is because we don't see the Sabbath as holy for 24 hours, but only for 3-4 hours on Sabbath morning. But God's holy day starts Friday evening at sunset and ends Saturday evening at sunset, a full 24-hour day. In Mark 1, verse 32, it says, "At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to Him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And then in Luke 4:40 says, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Now, these healings happened after the sun had set because the people were taught by the Pharisees that they cannot be healed on the Sabbath. Jesus came to help them see that Sabbath was a great time for healing, physically, mentally, and spiritually. But my point with these verses is that the people knew when the Sabbath ended, and that was at sunset. Talking about the Day of Atonement, which was supposed to be celebrated as a Sabbath day, would be celebrated, it tells us in Leviticus 23, verse 32, it shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls. On the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Therefore, like the Sabbath, the Day of Atonement was supposed to be celebrated from evening to evening, or sunset to sunset. In the book Child Guidance, page 529, it says, before the setting of the sun, let the members of the family assemble to read God's word, to sing, and to pray. This is Friday night's worship. There is need of reform here, for many have been remiss or careless. We need to confess to God and to one another. We should begin anew to make special arrangements that every member of the family may be prepared to honor the day which God has blessed and sanctified. Just like we open and close our worship service here in church with songs, with the reading of God's word, and with prayer, this is how we need to do with the beginning and with the ending of the Sabbath as well. Please make Friday evening a wonderful worship experience, recounting the blessings from the past week and thanking God for all that He did for you throughout the week, and welcome Him into your home as you begin the Sabbath. And then as the Sabbath is ending, have a wonderful worship, praising God for the great rest you had spiritually, mentally, and physically, and ask Him to be with you and guide you in the new week to come. Make Sabbath the center focus of the week, not the other way around. Not your work is not the main focus of the week, not your school, not anything else. The Sabbath is the center of your week. We need to make it as such. Then in Child Guidance, page 536, it says, as the sun goes down, that's on Saturday night, let the voice of prayer and the hymn of praise mark the close of the sacred hours and invite God's presence through the cares of the week of labor. This should make us realize, if we haven't already, that the Sabbath is a 24-hour day, holy, honorable unto the Lord. And infiltrating our own pleasures in it is considered Sabbath breaking. Here, parents need to be careful and mindful. I'm a parent, and sometimes it is a struggle to know where to draw the line. Allowing our children to play outside on the Sabbath, play video games, or any other kind of entertainment is viewed as Sabbath breaking. Child Guidance, page 533, says, parents, above everything, take care of your children upon the Sabbath. Do not suffer them to violate God's holy day by playing in the house or out of doors. You may just as well break the Sabbath yourselves as to let your children do it. And when you suffer your children to wander about and suffer them to play upon the Sabbath, God looks upon you as Sabbath breakers. That's tough. I'm a parent, I know the struggle to try to come with activities that make the Sabbath exciting for them and at the same time to keep it holy. It is a struggle, trust me. I haven't always lived up to this standard, I confess. I know it's a struggle, but we need to have a reform in this area. This statement is sometimes something all the parents need to seek wisdom from God on how to do it. We need to make the Sabbath a day of delight for them and not to see it as a day of restrictions and unhappy time. And the Lord will guide you as you ask for that wisdom. Please read chapter 79 from this book, Child Guidance, called The Sabbath, The Day of Delight. It will help you tremendously. Also, in Isaiah 58, it also talks about not speaking your own words on the Sabbath. What does that mean? Since the Sabbath is God's day and not ours, we need to speak His words and not our own. That is to say that we need to have conversations about God and His word during the Sabbath hours and not about worldly things we do during the week. Also in Child Guidance, page 529, it says, when the Sabbath commences, we should place a guard upon ourselves, upon our acts and our words, lest we rob God by appropriating to our own use that time which is strictly the Lord's. God requires not only that we refrain from physical labor upon the Sabbath, but that the mind be disciplined to dwell upon sacred themes. I'm not keeping the Sabbath holy if I'm having a business transaction or a conversation with someone on the Sabbath. Or if I discuss on how I'm going to fix my car on Monday with someone here and tell them, this is what happened, my car is breaking down and this, can you help me? That is not Sabbath hours discussions. The discussions we need to have is about Him, His word, and how we can relieve suffering and pain from others. One of the things the sister I mentioned is to put away also all the worldly newspapers and books that might trigger worldly thoughts and conversations. Now, I realize that most of us won't have many or any physical newspapers or worldly books laying around, but we sure have our computer, our tablet, our smartphone to replace that. The Sabbath is not for checking the news or your social media platforms unless you're doing God's work with it. There are 6 days to do that, and for that will lead you to impure and unholy thoughts as you scroll through the online media and will lead you to speaking your own words. Now, what about buying or selling? Nehemiah 10, verse 31, it says, if the peoples of the land brought wares, which is merchandise, or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and we would forego the 7th year's produce and the exacting, which is the collection of every debt. And then Nehemiah 13, 15 to 17 says, in those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provisions. Men of Tyre dwelt there also, who brought in fish and all kinds of goods, and sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane the Sabbath day? The Bible is clear that we are forbidden to buy or to sell anything on the Sabbath, and that includes going out to eat or getting a drink. Now, don't get me wrong, if you are in a dire situation and you just need medical attention or help, you can buy medications or things that would relieve suffering or pain on the moment. I went to the pharmacy many times before when my wife or someone was in dire need of medication. I had to buy it on the spot. But that is to relieve suffering and for the purpose of that, not for my own enjoyment and own pleasure. So no grocery shopping on Sabbath, no Tim Hortons or Starbucks or any other fast food on Sabbath, no restaurant eating on the Sabbath. Even if you're just visiting a different city for work or other purposes, make sure you prepare on Friday accordingly for the Sabbath. Friday is also called the preparation day for that purpose, to prepare ahead of time for the Sabbath. And if you're visiting a church in a different city and it so happened that you didn't get a chance to prepare any food, I am sure that a church member will be willing and welcome you into their home and you can have a meal with them. If not, There's always praying and fasting. There's a story about a banana plantation farmer that had a banana plantation farm in South America. One day before an approaching storm, a fleet of banana boats arrived in the nearby city port to pick up cargoes of bananas on Friday afternoon. It was unexpected, and they said, "We are leaving Saturday night because the storm is approaching. We cannot risk being in the port during the storm." Not wanting to risk their crops, most of the area farmers scrambled on Friday and Saturday morning to harvest their bananas and to make sure they get paid. But one Sabbath-keeping Christian quickly realized that we would not be able to do that and still keep the Sabbath holy. When some of the neighbors, I'm sure with good intentions, noticed that he did not have his workers out in the field, they said to him, "All the ships are leaving, and these are the last ships of the season. You will lose your whole crop." He answered, "I can't do it without breaking the Sabbath, so I figured that this is not my problem, it is God's. I will not do it." Instead, he chose to rest when God said to rest. But the people reasoned with him and said, "But what about your family? Surely God understands about that. You'll waste everything. You can even give some money to the church." But the man answered with the Bible, "Has God as great a delight in sacrifices and offerings as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. So what if I give the money to the church? God would rather have me obey." And they concluded he was insane. So they all went back to work and they harvested their bananas, bringing them down to the ships and collecting their money. And as the ships disappeared on the horizon, this man was resting on the Sabbath with his family while his bananas were still in his field. The next week, following the tropical storm, a straggler banana boat drifted into harbor. It had stalled in the sea with engine problems as the other ships had come and left. They still needed to buy bananas. And of course, all the other bananas were sold because all the farmers thought that these were all the boats that were supposed to come for the season. But the captain of the boat was now willing to pay twice as much for any bananas that were left if anyone still had some. God honors those that honor him. And all of his friends watched in amazement as then he went down to the port and sold his bananas for twice as much than if he would have received the week before, if he would have panicked and failed the test the week before. Honor the Lord during the Sabbath, and he will honor you. What about making the Sabbath a delight? We cannot make the Sabbath a delight unless we delight in the Lord. And unless we delight in the Lord, we're going to be watching the clock. Friday night, we're going to try to squeeze in all our activities until the last second before the Sabbath begins. And then during the Sabbath hours, have you ever heard people say, "Is it still Sabbath? Is it done yet?" This is certainly not the attitude to have. We need a change in the heart. Amos chapter 8, verse 5 says about the same attitude, saying, "When will the new moon be passed that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may trade wheat?" In other words, is the Sabbath over yet? I got things to do. That is the wrong attitude to have on the Sabbath. Let me put it this way. If a young man has fallen in love with a young woman, and the only time they have to see each other is one day a week, how do you think that day will be? He will do everything he can to arrange his time to make sure all things are taken care of before he meets her, that all the business is put aside so that he can spend quality time with her on that day. If on that day, while she is talking to him, she sees that he doesn't really pay attention to her, or he's on his smartphone all the time, And she asks him, "What is the matter, honey?" And he says, I'm just thinking about my work that is coming up this week, and I am planning in my mind a few things, and I'm wondering if I can get back to my work so I can get those things done. What do you think? Will that hurt her feelings? Most certainly. Or if they are at a restaurant on their date having dinner, and he is looking at the clock and saying, "Is our date over yet? I have to leave. Do you mind if I leave early?" What would that say about his love, his relationship with her? That would say a lot, and that would not be very positive. Do you see what I mean? If the Lord has our heart, if we are in love with the Lord, and we love to do His will and keep His commandments, there won't be any of those kinds of questions asked, but we would wish the Sabbath would not be over so soon, and we would look forward to meeting Him next Sabbath because we delighted in the Lord. Now, when do we prepare for the Sabbath, and what do we have to prepare ahead of time? When does Sabbath preparation start? On Sunday, not on Friday. You're going to be scrambling on Friday. Start it ahead of time. One great example that we have is also found in Scripture in Exodus 16, when God was feeding the Israelites with manna from heaven, and God told them that on Friday He was going to give them a double portion because on the Sabbath there will be none falling. And He told them, do not even go and get that kind of manna on the Sabbath. There will be none. I gave you a double portion on Friday so you can prepare it for the next day. The miracle of the manna was that it would not also spoil on the Sabbath, which was an object lesson for them to keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, another thing we need to do on Friday is to finish our cooking before the Sabbath begins. Exodus 16, verse 33 says, "Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning." That means that all your cooking needs to be done the day before, not on Sabbath. Sabbath hours are not for cooking. Why? Because we are robbing time from God and from spending it with Him. Here's also talking about the heavy cooking that would take a lot of your time on the Sabbath and would take you away from spending quality time with God. Making a salad on Sabbath would be fine, but the heavy cooking that requires baking and boiling, God says, do not do it on my holy day. Do it ahead of time. Want to do Friday, Thursday, or other day, freeze it and then eat it on Sabbath warming up? That's totally different. In the book Child Guidance 528, she says, on Friday, let the preparation for the Sabbath be completed. See that all the clothing is in readiness and that all the cooking is done. Let the boots be blacked on and the baths be taken. It is possible to do this. If you make it a rule, you can do it. The Sabbath is not to be given to the repairing of garments, to the cooking of food, to pleasure seeking, or to any other worldly employment. Make sure you prepare for the Sabbath ahead of time. That tells you that you really want to spend time with God on the Sabbath. Now, what can we do on the Sabbath? We're already talking about all these restrictions. What can we do on the Sabbath? If you want to take a picture of that, you'd be more than welcome to. There's 92 Sabbath activity ideas that you can do stress-free, and you'll be happy to do it on the Sabbath. If you just visit that website, they'll give you 92 Sabbath activity ideas. One thing we know for sure we can do is going to church. We're here on the church on the Sabbath day. You know, in Psalm 122, verse 1, it tells us, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Are you rejoicing when someone's telling, "Hey, let's go to church tomorrow"? Hey, yes, let's go to church and praise God together. We should be happy when we're invited or when we're going to church to praise God together. It is also time for prayer. It tells us that on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. So Paul the Apostle spent time in prayer also on the Sabbath. It is also time for meaningful and deeper Bible study. Acts 17:2 says, then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures. Now that tells us that we can spend a great quality time with God on the Sabbath. It is also time for doing well and for relieving pain and suffering, especially those that are sick. Matthew 12, verse 9 to 12 says, now when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him? Then he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And as well also health workers, this with health workers is a little more challenging. Health workers are do the work in hospitals and nursing homes and care homes, and then relieve pain and suffering. But also need to be careful to not book all the shifts on Sabbath only, so you don't never attend church. It is important that if you do have shift work and you end up having on the weekends, make sure you sometimes trade shifts, you can also come in church and worship together. It is also a day of rest. Luke 10, verse 38 to 42, talking about Mary and Martha, says, now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried about and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. This passage did not happen on the Sabbath, but you can apply that message to the Sabbath as well. It is better to lay at Jesus' feet on the Sabbath, learn from him, do his will, and spend quality time with God, leaving all your anxieties and your worries behind, and not having to have stress one day a week. So you should have a day stress-free. Leave all your worries, all your pains behind. You know, we had a song in Romania when every Friday night we were singing with my parents. It started like that. That now that the Sabbath is starting, leave your worries and your frustrations behind and rest in the Lord. When I was growing up, it didn't really click to me, the words I was singing. But later on, as I grew up, like, huh, yeah, I should really contemplate those words and have this day a stress-free, worry-free day. God wants you to spend quality time with him and to do it with all your heart. Do it in this day because you love God. Do it on this day because God also is looking forward to spend that time with you. Do it with God so that you can renew your relationship with him during this 24-hour day. Many times we're too busy during the week that we have no time. Maybe sometimes for devotional or for worship. But God is giving you a full 24-hour day to do just that. Take this time. Spend it with him, and while you also do good in ministry for others. As my appeal, I'd like to invite Vanessa, my wife, to sing a song that is called Remember the Sabbath. Thank you. I'd like to invite all of you, if you want, to make a commitment to God again to start keeping the Sabbath holy as God intended it to. I'm standing not because I'm just here preacher, but I'm standing too. I need to do a more reform in my life, in my family, on how to keep the Sabbath day holy as God intended it to. So I pray that if you wish and want, why don't you stand with me to make a recommitment to God so that we can and will keep the Sabbath day holy. Amen.